This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly, honestly being part of the conversation. Because I know you got a gazillion other stations you could be listening to, and you've chosen this one, and I appreciate it much more than you know. No, honestly. You know, and again, I appreciate the time that you spend with us. I appreciate the time that you're spending on the air. I know. I listen to other stations. I know there's other stations you could be listening to. I know there's other stations you could be I don't even want to say dealing with. That doesn't sound right. But there are other stations you could be dealing with. So I do appreciate the time you spent with me. I know some of you are saying you're having some trouble on social media hearing. I can't do anything about it right now. Sorry. Really, really, really sorry. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really appreciate it. Got a lot going on the show today. Got hours of jam-packed information. I do mean that. We've got so much going on. Seriously. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. There's a lot happening that you need to pay attention to. You know? Seriously. There's a lot going on in the news. You're not getting all the information. You see what's going on with Jeffrey Epstein's info and what they're trying to hide from you, And this is going to get messy. This is going to get deep. I mean, you need to pray and you need to deal with William Barr. And I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. This is not good. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So you really do have to understand that I don't believe that whole... Oh, I don't know how to say it. I don't believe in the whole deep state thing the way some people do. I don't believe that there's a whole group, a whole undercarriage of a government that's out there. I think there's a large handful of people that would like to see Trump and all conservatives fail. Really that simple. The left has declared war on the archaic white nationalist Pledge of Allegiance. That's right. I mean, it's just amazing to me. Patriotism is under assault in the city. And you look at cities, classrooms. There's all kinds of entities across this country are having a hard time with the Pledge of Allegiance. I don't understand it. It makes absolutely no sense to me. I mean, seriously. And I hate her. And Todd Starnes' new book, Culture Jihad, in chapter 2, he says he warns Americans about the stealth war being waged on traditions and heritage and so on. That's why so many lawmakers and educators have been triggered by the Pledge of Allegiance and believe that we are one nation under God, and it has caused an untold number of leftists to suffer microaggressions. I think this is hilarious. I mean, one nation under God makes them that crazy. A God that they don't believe in, that they don't care about, that they don't even believe exists. I mean, this is delicious at best, if you know what I'm saying. Now, the latest incident occurred in Arcata, California, where a lawmaker called for the eradication of the Board of Regents at a city council meeting. You can't have that nasty thing here. He said, I'd love to get rid of the flag salute, Paul Pitino said. Pitino made national headlines in 2018 when he called for the removal of a statue honoring President William McKinley. City leaders voted to remove the statue. You know, they viewed McKinley's annexation of tribal lands in the western U.S. as in Hawaii as racist towards indigenous people. Was that good? That cool? He said, for me, it's something that has been added in, and we just by rote accept that it's something we do. And the necessity for it to me, doesn't exist outside of trying to promote adherence to the flag, which is starting to become a little archaic in my mind. So, adherence to our pledge of allegiance, adherence to what our flag stands for, adherence to the red, white, and blue, freedom, liberty, is becoming archaic. Because socialism is such a new idea. It works so much better, don't you think? I don't do it because it gets close to being religion in a way, or belief mechanism, if you want to call it. I don't think it has any place in our council meeting, which I think is hilarious. Because what the flag stands for, what the Pledge of Allegiance stands for, okay, is exactly what they should be honoring. Why you can sit in that seat as an elected official and call for getting rid of the flag or what have you is exactly the, what's the word I want to use here? Exactly what we're talking about. You wouldn't be able to do that in any other country. In every other country that you would be in, for all intents and purposes, you'd be taken out and shot. Come on, just be honest about it. You would truly, simply be taken out and shot. That simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us. He went on to say that the Pledge of Allegiance has white nationalist origins. Well, it doesn't. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Be back in a few minutes. Todd Starnes joins me on his new book. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us again on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of it. And you got to be engaged. You got to be engaged. You got to be involved. Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself on the couch. Make sure you've got a clue as to what's going on. And you know how irritated I get when you guys simply spew the party line or you spew the recent Twitter line. That doesn't help anybody. So be informed and then get engaged. And this guy is definitely informed and definitely engaged. Todd Starnes joins me. He's an author, speaker, nationally syndicated talk show host. He can be heard daily on Fox News Channel. Now, Todd's written many great books, including Godless America, The Deplorable's Guide to Make America Great Again, Dispatches from Bitter America, A gun-toting, chicken-eating, son-of-a-Baptist war stories. You know, and you guys make fun of the title of my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, right? I mean, you got to go with what you know is going to work and get the point across. His latest book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation, comes out September 10th. And Todd, thank you so much for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Hi, Joe. Great to hang out. You know, I think the last time we ran into each other, was it a CPAC?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
I think it's been a long time.
I know. You know, and next time I'll get you to buy dinner. No, I'm just kidding. You know, Todd, I was telling you before we came on, and I mean this sincerely. There's only a handful of guys out there that are speaking and living what they believe, and I believe you to be one of them. I mean, you're constantly talking about our relationship and this country's relationship to God, and no matter what's going on around you, you have to keep fighting for the right. You have to keep fighting for the right things. And you say that, you know, to a degree, that America's on the verge of another civil war. You know, socialism is on the rise, free speech is under assault, and definitely people of faith are facing persecution. Have you, in your lifetime, ever seen such, not just a disdain, but just a non-caring about God or a higher power, something bigger than you?
No, I have not. And it's only going to get worse. And, you know, there's plenty of documentation to back that up. And we include a lot of that in the book. And by the way, I just want to let people know, Culture Jihad is not a downer of a book. I have great hope for America. But the reality is, in the short term, we are looking at trends that spell bad news for America and for freedom. And, you know, the Wall Street Journal, NBC News just came out with that poll showing there's been a massive shift over the past 20 years in what kinds of values matter most.
Oh, yeah.
It's no surprise, patriotism, not on the list. Religion, not on the list. And by the way, families, having children, not on the list. So those things are no longer of value to millennials. And so, Joe, one of the reasons I wrote this book is I wanted to find out why. What's going on? Why are we marching towards socialism in America? And I really do believe that the issue here is a public school system that has become an indoctrination center. And I believe those classrooms have really become the engine for the change that we're seeing so rapidly here in America.
Todd, one of the things I scream about on the show is conservatives have handed it over. Now, you talk about the public school system. Why do we not have more conservatives in a public school system? Why aren't we fighting more? Why aren't we electing more conservatives like myself to school boards to push back, to fight back, and make sure that our kids are taught the truth? It's almost like we get elected or the conservatives step up, they get me elected, and then I never see them again. They desert the field. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Joe, you're sounding like a right-wing white guy there with that kind of talk. Yeah, look, I mean, I hate to say this, but our priorities are wrong in the conservative movement. You know, it's real sexy to talk about taking back Washington and taking back Congress. But the real battle is supposed to be taking place and is taking place in our hometowns on those local school boards. So if you really want to make a difference, if you really want to make an impact, then you're going to need to run for school board, get involved in the textbook selection committees. And I know, you know, this may not sound like, you know, woo-hoo, we're going to the beach, but it's a lot of hard work, and we're going to have to do it if we want to take back the country. You know, we had a guy on our radio show today. He is a professor of history at Liberty University, and he told me that the indoctrination is not even happening at the college level anymore. It's already happened by then. He says it's happening in grade school and middle school and high school.
Yep. No, he's exactly right. I've run into it. It's the beginning of the school year now, and I know this is about you, not about me, but I run into it in the school year now. It started. I'm getting more calls from conservative parents and saying, look, first day of school, my daughter went to a government class, and she was saying, everybody who thinks Trump should be impeached over to the left, everybody who thinks he should get 4 more years over to the right. And this is a way to start the first day of school? Wow. And this is what they're hit with from people they receive. respect. You know, the high school teacher is one of the most respected people in the community. How do you fight that?
Well, it's tough, but you have to speak up. And you, if you see something strange, you have to speak out, go to the school board meetings, call the schools, and go through the chains of command. And I'm not saying that every school teacher in America is bad. As a matter of fact, I would contend that an overwhelming majority are good and decent patriots. But the problem is, it's really the AOC plus three generation. You're looking, this is what the future of America looks like. I mean, these are the prototypical millennials. This is what has been trained and indoctrinated. And we've got a lot more people like them coming up through the electoral ranks. And that ought to really worry American citizens. And again, this is why I wrote the book Culture Jihad.
Yeah, you know what? I feel so sorry. These kids don't know how to fight. They don't know how to push through things. And the school is teaching them that their skin color makes them bad. Martin Luther King is going to be spinning in his grave right now because of where we are today and what that poor man fought for. It's just amazing.
Joe, you know, I'm from the South, and I remember going to a workshop, one of these sensitivity workshops, and, you know, they were like, oh, don't say this word or that word, be sure, you know, and they mentioned, but it's okay to say cracker, and I'm like, I jumped up, and I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, don't call me a cracker, I'm a saltine American. So I have a chapter in the book called Confessions of a Saltine American, and it's really a satirical chapter on this idea that we're judging people by the color of their skin. And Martin Luther King, you're right, must be just going right.
All right, people, don't go far. I've got Todd Starnes duct taped to his chair. He's not going anywhere until after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Tropical storm Dorian is churning west towards several Caribbean islands, including Puerto Rico, where the Weather Channel is saying it might even be a direct hit.
It looks like we could get more of a direct hit with Puerto Rico. Winds of 50 miles per hour right now, gusts of 65. Still a little room for strengthening before it makes that impact with Puerto Rico.
The tropical storm is expected to be upgraded to a Category 1 hurricane as it approaches Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic.
An Oklahoma judge found Johnson & Johnson and its subsidiaries that helped fuel the state's opioid crisis and ordered the consumer product giant to pay $572 million. Cleveland County District Judge Thad Balkman's ruling followed the first state opioid case to make it to trial and could shape negotiations over roughly 1,500 other lawsuits filed by state, local, and tribal governments. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be.
We are back.
American.
Joe McKean, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Listen, if you're not proud to be an American, this is the wrong show for you. You need to go listen to some other station. I do appreciate your time with me, and I think that, you know, part of the problem today is we don't have enough people in our homes that came here from another country, came here properly, fought for the American dream, got the American dream, and you know, I think that's where we're missing it big time. That's where we're not getting enough input. But anyhow, not about me right now. It's about Todd Starnes, who's joining me. He's the author, speaker, nationally syndicated talk show host, and he can be heard daily on the Fox News channel. And listen, if no other, head over to ToddStarnes.com, but wait till we're over here. Then you can head over to his website and check him out and his latest book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing an Nation. And again, Todd, thank you so much for joining me. I do appreciate it.
Joe, always an honor to hang out with you, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, I do too. And I love, you know, again, I love your other books. People have to get them all. Go get the whole set. Christmas is coming up. Get them all. You know what I'm saying?
But, you know, we love capitalism.
Yes. Amen. All right. So, you know, one of the things going on right now is I have never seen this blatant, the way the left is just up there bulldozing through all our history, blatantly talking about socialism, blatantly putting down capitalism, and we're buying, not you and I, but there's a lot of people buying this right now. How do we fight back? How do we push back on this?
Well, a lot of it has to do with education, and, you know, sadly, many public schools are not teaching kids about American history. They're not teaching kids about our way of life, the differences between socialism and capitalism. They're not teaching kids even about personal finance. And so we really are raising this generation of perpetually offended snowflakes. And it's a sad thing, but, I mean, when you think about it, I mean, what an American band it used to be like. It was like, you know, John Wayne and Clint Eastwood, and now, you know, we have, you know, effete pajama boys, you know, wearing moisturizer and eating avocado toast. Not that there's anything wrong with eating avocado toast, but you kind of get what I'm going here.
Yeah.
This is really unfortunate where we are as a country. So look, I mean, we have, we're in a situation where we have become unglued from our founding documents. And I believe that at the heart of this entire issue facing our nation, it's not about guns. It's not about capitalism. It's not about socialism. It is about religious liberty and being one nation under God. And we have allowed ourselves to be unhitched from that philosophy. And now we're sort of drifting in this sea where truth is irrelevant, and here we are.
No, I agree with you, and I think, again, it goes back to, you know, your parents have to support these teachers. I agree with you that the public school system has really become this liberal indoctrination machine, if you would. But I also know from my own experiences, if we can get them involved, and I tell people, get off the couch. You've got nieces, nephews, sons, daughters, grandsons, granddaughters, some of us, that are in school. Go and make your voice be heard. Find out when they meet. Make sure you know what they're teaching your kids. And don't be afraid to speak out. Because we're not going to change this sitting on a couch watching other people trying to change it, trying to make a change. And be truthful. Don't try to scare your kids into believing something. Be truthful about history. Be truthful about why you think they should be learning a certain thing and be willing to push back. A lot of our kids, as you put it, snowflakes, even though they might believe one way, they're afraid to push back and let people know what they believe.
Yeah. A lot of people are asking me, what's up with the name of the book, Culture Jihad? So look, a couple of years ago, I was watching the news, and I noticed that the Islamic radicals had just reinvaded Iraq. They were in the process of raiding all of the museums, and they were on camera. They were filmed destroying all of these artifacts, ancient artifacts, literally turning the Iraqi history into rubble. And I thought to myself, oh, geez, Lou, this is exactly what the leftists are doing in this country. It is a bloodless jihad, but I coined the phrase culture jihad. And when you look at what's been happening, Joe, these culture jihadists have been targeting our religion. They've been targeting our music, our films, artwork, paintings. They're even banning books like To Kill a Mockingbird and Little House on the Prairie. This is what I write about.
Yeah, no, I know you do. And you hit to some of those hard topics that people are uncomfortable hearing but need to hear. We need to understand that, you know, one of the things that really bothered me a few years back, and I couldn't do anything about it even at the school level, was Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer. And if you recall, they took out the N-word. And I've got a lot of black friends, and I said, what do you think about this? There were some mixed feelings, but they all agreed to the same thing. How are you going to know about the ugliness of parts of our history? We don't totally ugly history in this country. We've done a lot of great things around the world. But how are you going to know about the ugliness of our history and how we came out of it and how we fought it and how we're better today if we don't leave things like that in? If we don't talk about some of our missteps, if you would, from the past, we're afraid of it for some reason. Or the left wants to hide it.
Yeah, look, I mean, and that's what's happening right now in San Francisco. There's been a raging debate over whether to paint over a mural of George Washington because it depicts him as a slave owner. And this is what I'm talking about. Literally, they wanted to literally use white paint. They wanted to whitewash American history. And I'm sitting here going, Are you serious? We're not talking about conservatives that are banning books and censoring art. This is coming from the left. And I think it says a lot when you see comedians like even Jerry Seinfeld will not do a concert on a college campus because of the blowback.
But, Todd, they wouldn't be doing this if they weren't getting somewhere, if they hadn't got some traction, before all of this. And it seems even with Donald Trump in office or President Trump in office, they've ratcheted up some of the violence to try to put it on him. But we should never answer violence with violence, should we?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, I addressed that very issue. How do we fight back? And I contend that we have to be what I call happy warriors. We are ambassadors for the Almighty. I'm a person of faith, and I believe that we have to engage the left, but we cannot adopt their tactics. And I write a great fun chapter in the book about how three conservative women, Sarah Sanders, Elaine Chao, and Pam Bondi, illustrate how we should respond when the leftist attack. And it's a fun chapter. I will say this. One of my callers from Alabama said, Todd, sometimes the hair's got to go up, the hoop's got to come off, and you have a come to Jesus meeting.
One of my favorite things is Jesus said, when they slap the one cheek, you turn the other. I've got two cheeks. The gloves go on after that. You know what I'm saying? Because our kids are too precious. You know, when Jesus talked about, you know, we're supposed to take care of the kids. How do you take care of the kids when you're subjecting them to a public school system, especially here in California, where they're teaching them, it is not reproductive health. It is truly sex education. How to have it, ways to have it, who to have it with, how many to have it with. And we don't have parents and people fighting back. I refuse. A lot of people say, Joe, move out of the state. No. Who's going to stay and fight if we move out of the state? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Look, I mean, back when I was in school, it was a don't do, not how to class.
I know.
And you're right. Now it's just anything goes. And I hear from so many of our listeners in California who say, Todd, we love this state. We want to do what we can to fight. And the problem with California, and this really is a lesson for the rest of the country, California is what happens when you do not engage, when you disengage from the fight, when your churches are on the sidelines.
Oh,
that's what happens.
Yeah. If you want to see what the United States of America would look like with total Democrat domination, look at California, and San Francisco would be D.C. Isn't that exciting? Todd Starnes, thank you so much. Keep up the good work, and I mean that from my heart. I mean that sincerely. People, go grab his, and don't just grab his new book. Grab them all. I'm not kidding you. Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. We'll be back in a few minutes. I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Come on, everybody have fun. There you go. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, in real side of GCN Live, I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Okay, you know, that was Todd Starnes that we just hit on a few minutes ago. You can hear him on another network, but it's okay. You know what? We're all pushing the same message. And that's really what's, for me, that's what's important. I want you to know and understand what's going on. Okay. Some of the things that he was talking about. And pick up his book. You know, September 10th, you can pre-order it right now. I just had it in front of me. Oh, Culture's Jihad. Now, look, I'm from Boston, so I put an R where there aren't any R's, and I get rid of the R's where there are R's. So, Culture Jihad, how to stop the left from killing a nation. And you know how we stop the left? You get involved. That's how we stop the left. You step up, you get involved, you go to the school board meetings, you talk to your grandsons, your granddaughters, your niece, your nephews, your sons, your daughters. You see where this country has gone. You see what these kids are saying and doing. Look, Hitler himself knew and said frequently, if we get the youth, we have the nation. Let that sink in. Who's getting the youth here? Who is reaching the youth in this country? Who is influencing your children the most? Again, as I said, we have, and to Todd's point, we have a lot of great teachers. I know some of you don't believe that, but I do. I've seen them. I know them. I've worked with them. We have a lot of great teachers. Then we have the loons. They're the loudest. And some of those great teachers won't step up. They won't step in the way of the loon, we'll put it. They don't want the aggravation. You know what it is? They just want to teach the kids. They want to work with the kids. They love the kids. They want to teach the kids. So let's be clear. I'm not sitting here beating on every educator in the country. This is not true. When I was growing up in school, yeah, I had some of those loons. I remember back then what they were like. But I also had those ones that cared so much. They were willing to grab me by the hair, grab me by the ear, and go, Messina, you know what? No. You're not going down this road. We're going to take you over here. We're going to teach you how to work with your hands because that seems to work for you. Those were the teachers that gave a crud. And not that they're far and few. The ones that speak out are far and few between. And it's okay. Because whether you know it or not, some of you who have school board, you know, you're with public schools, there are school board trustees out there that will support you. There are school board trustees that are on your side. Make the connection. Learn who they are. I'm telling you, it's true. They're willing to help you. They're willing to work with you. They're willing to step in it for you. And it isn't for you. It's really, ultimately, it's for the kids, right? And we're all willing to do that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But I wrote some notes when he was talking. And you know how I always rail on the parents? You guys have created this generation. And I say that because if you think about it, baby boomers are extremely more patriotic. They have different values. God is a big value. Family is a big value. Working hard is a big value. And they will tell you they watch their parents work. They got a lot of input from their parents. I'm not on 100% the same page as my mother or father, my aunts, my uncles. The majority of what I believe was instilled in me watching them, how they worked, what they did, how they treated people. So I have a question for you. Gonna make some of you uncomfortable. If the millennials, and you have a millennial as a son or daughter, if Gen Z, and you have a Gen Z as a son or daughter, does not have these values, sees this country as oppressive, doesn't believe in a higher power, in my case it's God, who instilled that? You can't say it's a school. You can't say it's their friends. Who instilled that in them? Who made them believe like, or not made, who was the influence in them that helped them believe those things? I will even tell you I blame the churches for some of this because they don't step up to, and now again, I'm not looking for them to be political. That's not my point here. But let's go to my favorite topic, abortion. When the churches aren't discussing abortion, I don't mean every Sunday. I don't even mean a six-hour teaching every quarter. But when it comes up and it's talked about, if they don't take a solid stance the way God does, they're failing you too. That church that you're taking, synagogue, church, that you're taking your kids to, that you're entrusting them to, just like you do at a school, right? If they're not taking a stand on solid moral issues, what are you doing there? I don't even know any way to put it. What are you doing there? For me, it's really that simple. It ain't that hard. So you truly need to get involved and engaged. You truly need to make sure that you know what your kids are learning. You truly need to make sure that what they're learning is truth. And when it's not, you need to, obviously, verbally, you need to beat it down. You need to make sure that what they're getting is truth. Only truth. Now, I got a question for your grandparents. You hardcore, right-wing, patriotic, liberty-loving grandparents. I have a question for you. And you don't have to answer. Okay? Well, you have to answer me, obviously. How many of you, at the expense of seeing your grandchildren for any length of time, whether it's a week, a month, you know, because I know some parents like to punish their parents by not letting them see their kids when something doesn't go quite right, or they say something there that they don't want their kids to hear. How many of you be willing to tell your grandkids the truth about God, country, liberty, and freedom at the expense of your son or daughter saying, I can't have them coming over here and hearing this garbage from you? How many of you? Now, before you answer that, remember what our founding fathers gave up. Right? They gave up life, liberty, riches, family, real estate property. They knew that when they signed the Declaration, they knew when they were out there fighting, they knew when they were going against the king, they weren't just putting their lives on the line. They were putting the lives of their kids, their wife. What are you willing to put on the line for this? No, seriously, I'm not looking for an answer, obviously. But my question to you is, what are you truly willing to put on the line for this kind of belief? Or these principles? Some people have lost, you've seen it, some people have lost jobs over this. Some people lost money. Some of my buddies in this business have lost sponsors, advertisers. You've seen that too. And I will tell you something else. Remember, I was telling you a story last week about a local paper who took a stand against white privilege and saying that, it doesn't exist. The way it's being sold to us, it doesn't exist. Right? And just going through all these things. And, man, even a couple of local elected officials weighed in and said he should be boycotted. And what's ended up happening is people, conservatives, have stepped up and have bought ads, little ads, big ads. Isn't that great? Even if it's a $20 ad a week for a small paper, that's a big deal. And you let people know that you care, that you're willing to help that person fight. And that's what we need to be doing. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to our website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll there. You can check out the stories, okay? And there are just so many positive things going on up there. There's, you get the weekly poll, as you can find out. If you give me your email address, which would be really cool, I send out a weekly email. I let you know what's going on, who we're going to be having on the shows. We're revamping the email, too, because we've had the same kind of design for a while. Some of you guys, I'm sure, are getting bored with it. So we're going to change the design around a little bit. And then, again, the easiest way for you to find out the show is coming on is through text messaging. So you want to text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. That's the best way to do it because you get a quick message. You can kill it anytime you want to. Right? And now you can just say it with the email, but some of you just hate reading the email. But maybe something as simple as a text message that shows up in 5 minutes, and we're going to be talking about this. It's really that simple. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Let people know who you're listening to and why. Again, Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. For some of you, you're moving on with us. We'll be back next hour. We got a lot more good information. Not just information, but good information coming up. We'll be right back.